and welcome to Really Important Fictional Things Does Yellow Jacket.
Buzz, buzz.
Buzz, buzz, buzz.
Episode 5, Blood Hive.
Yum, yum.
Ew. Out in the wilderness, the girls ride the Crimson Wave and plan a dark art slumber party. Natalie and Misty tame a stallion. On Halloween night, Shauna parties like it's 1996. Here we go.
Here we go.
Okay. Opening scene, right off the bat, obsessed, dance. Team dance.
Oh, I know. How nice was that?
So cute.
It was like a little moment of normalcy.
Yeah.
And then I was like, nope.
This is what they would have been doing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. My question, though, is where are all those other random girls?
All the
non-main yellow jackets that are around, but you forget about.
I think they were just in the back of the room. Like there was a full room.
Periphery.
I love that Javi was dancing with them.
Yeah. Oh, Javi.
He just wants to be one of the girls.
I hope he's not dead. He can't just be dead.
I don't think so.
No. No. Yeah. Okay. What was the dance they were doing? They were like,
I don't know, but they all knew
Simpson.
It.
Like, that's got to be like a thing yeah. from the 90s.
That's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah.
I recognized the song, but I definitely didn't know the dance.
Yeah, that must have been from something.
Like Thriller or something, like one of those dances that came out and everyone just knew.
Yeah. So she makes a joke. They like hear the pattern or whatever, right? And Nat makes a joke like maybe it was the missing guy's dead fingers. Mm-hmm. I missed that. Missing guy or
the dead
guy had missing fingers.
Oh, I missed that too.
And if so, that seems like a really specific thing to have brought up.
Yes.
Why are his fingers missing?
What'd you need his fingers for?
Who took them? So I just want to put a flag in that I think the fingers are going to come back.
That's a good point. The thing I wanted to flag was Lottie saying, you hear it too?
Mm-hmm.
And then so I'm like, so for how long have you been hearing this?
Yeah.
Like I read that as she was like, I've been hearing this the whole damn time.
That's true.
Now you're catching on.
Well, she probably heard it when she went up to go find him in the first place, right?
Oh, yeah,
that's
maybe.
That's like what called her up there or something.
She's been getting voodoo messages for a while now.
Yeah.
Lottie. I mean.
I don't envy Lottie.
No.
No.
No, no, no.
No, no, no.
I also feel like Thaisa is just such an elitist. Don't encourage them. Like, she just thinks she's so much better than everyone else in the room.
Such a good point. She thinks she's the best person in every room.
Them? Like, that's the whole rest of everybody here.
It's the whole rest of everyone, Thaisa.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
yeah.
That's funny.
I feel like that's this whole episode.
Thaisa is being
just her elitist
jerk.
Yeah. Shit.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny because I don't dislike her. Like, I'm noticing more and more what a jerk she is, mm-hmm. but it's not making me like her less.
No.
But every time we talk about her, I'm like, wow, what a jerk.
Yes, I agree. I completely agree with that.
It's funny.
I also think the coach is underrated. Like, I like that he finally was like, all right, girls, you know what I think it's time for? Sleep.
Yeah.
And I mean, they take him down later, I guess, in a way. But I love that he's like trying to sort of keep a control. Like, he's like, I am the oldest one here, I guess. I have to do this.
Trying to just be normal. Normal. Yeah.
But he also doesn't police everything they say, which I think is good.
Right.
And then the very next scene is his hard on.
Exquisite framing of the boner, like in the the shot, so good. Because as soon as she walks in, you know what it is.
Yeah, you know what she's after.
Yeah, you know what she's after.
What a creep!
Such a creep!
Such a
His reaction too is like perfect.
Yes.
Don't fucking touch me.
Yeah,
yeah. When she's walking in, the antlers are sort of framed behind her, which is another thing that's like, maybe Misty at some point is the antler. Maybe they trade off the antler queen.
Maybe
also,
they fight for antler
queen. We haven't talked about how antler queen has all the black hair all over her.
Oh, I don't know if I've even noticed
that. She has like tails of black hair on her.
Here's a weird thing to say.
What?
I don't know. I don't spend that much time thinking about the antler queen.
Oh, well, we don't have to talk about
it. No, we can. I just think it's really interesting because you are like noticing it.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because like one of them turns out to be in charge of this eating of people.
But
I'm watching just being like, here we go along this ride. Like, it's so odd.
I think that's definitely how I was watching it at first. But then I've been on Reddit and Reddit's always talking about who's the antler queen.
Yeah. So and all like the little details.
Yeah.
I love that you bring them up because I don't notice them.
Mm-hmm.
Though I did ask myself, how long would it actually take women's periods to sink?
Mm.
I did look this up.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot to support that's not a thing.
Okay, but I have experienced it in my life. Like, yeah, that's how period I syncs felt. Up. So like, it's weird.
That's exactly what I was like. Well, science can't explain everything.
Yeah.
So I thought that was interesting. But one of the comments was like, well, mathematically, eventually you would get closer together because not everybody's is exact. So like, depending on how long yours were and how regular it was. Yeah.
My periods have synced with people quickly.
So have mine.
Yeah.
And some women have said like there's an alpha woman and you sync to her. Like there's someone who, and I think that's kind of possible as well.
Oh, I agree.
Not just that two, like sometimes you just meet in the middle, but.
Well, not to get too graphic, but my periods have been jump started by moments of very intense emotions or very intense like hormone changes or something, which makes sense. But like, if you think about what hormones are, like what causes you stress is a stress hormone. You know what I mean? So if the alpha is the one that has like the highest level of hormones, then it makes sense that your cycles would be syncing.
I agree.
Up.
So I think they would sync.
Who's the antler queen? Because they're all syncing to her, her period.
So it's not Shauna.
It's not Shauna.
At least not in this.
Well,
instance.
We know it's not Shauna because she's on the right hand. Yeah. She's the power.
She's the power bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just thought that was interesting to think about. And then like, I don't know if I might just bleed.
Free bleed?
Yeah.
You're free bleeding
I think I would just free bleed. I mean, depend on like how heavy is
but
it,
then
I
you
guess,
would have to have bloody clothes because you don't have a clothes washer. So you
well, yeah,
have...
but they're already just boil. You just boil your underwear. I guess it would depend on how heavy it was. Yeah. Like, is it? Are we like dripping down our legs in that case? I guess. But what are the? Is that just other fabric they found?
Yeah, I think it's just made like pads makeshift. That they've made. Yeah, it's pretty nasty.
Not ideal. I love the comment of like, don't mix them up like Travis.
Yeah.
Like, which one's food? It's gross.
It is really gross.
I think it's fair that like, it's a totally believable reaction from a teenage boy, but honestly also true that he's like, you are gross.
Yes.
Or this is gross. I guess not you are gross, but like,
this is a lot. Yeah.
I'm gonna walk away.
No, I agree. I think he handles it pretty well. And
I
then
agree.
I love later when they're flirting. Their flirting is so funny when they're going. Like, she's so into it. It's almost like a little, like, calm down, girl.
Yeah. Like, you need to chill.
Take a chill. But their flirting is just so funny. When he's like, aren't we supposed to, like, put you in a hut or something so you don't curse the hunt?
Yeah. And then she immediately is like, cool, men looking for another reason to blame their own failings on women.
Yeah.
I really liked their like gender, their argument about gender.
It was just really authentic flirting for that kind of personality. Like, I'm going to shit on you and you're going to shit on me. And like, oh, that's awesome. Like every time he snaps back at her, she's like more and more into it. I love it.
Classic Nat.
This is the episode when Nat's roots started to really bother me.
Yeah.
Why? Why don't you just give her roots? Her roots would be growing in.
Yeah.
It bothers me.
Oh, that they're dyed.
Yeah.
Still. Yeah, because how much time has
passed? It's been at least a couple weeks.
Oh, I was going to say even long. That's why I looked up how long would it take your period to sink.
Yeah.
It doesn't take a couple weeks. You'd all be on whatever your previous cycle was. You didn't all of a sudden have a fat. Like, I thought we were at like 2 months.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
We don't even know by the end.
No, you're probably right because they're like efficiently butchering animals and stuff at this point. Yeah. So it's been a couple months.
And she's like fully missing a period.
Right.
So I think it's been like 8 weeks.
So where the fuck are your roots?
6 to 10 weeks.
I don't know why that bothers me. That bothered me the first time I watched it too.
What was bothering me was how clean and well put their outfits looked. Not all of them, but like Mari had like a sweater tied around her shoulders. What the fuck? What?
That's true. Yeah.
Like who? Jackie doing that made sense. Because I mean, part of the point of this episode is like, Jackie, pull your weight. My fucking God. And it makes sense with her character that she'd be really focused on still. Wanting to feel good. Mm-hmm. And there's some legitimacy to that. Like, let's not totally let it all go because you can feel worse. But whereas Travis is just like covered in dirt.
Yeah, Travis gives no fucks.
He's like, I'm not even jumping in the fucking water.
He smells really bad.
There's no way he doesn't smell bad.
That's the only thing about like, I don't understand. I feel like if I was stuck in this environment, I would still want to have sex. Like it wouldn't be like a deal breaker for me, right? You would just get over it.
Like,
no,
be
definitely, yes.
100% you would have sex in this environment. Later in different episodes, but like, I'm surprised more of them aren't trying to have sex with him.
Yeah, I agree.
I guess because why they get mad at Jackie when she sort of kind of tries is that they're like,
he's mad.
He's claimed.
Yeah, yeah.
I was proud of myself because I actually like went back to the first episode to check something.
Okay.
So I'm jumping up. So we realize Sean is pregnant. And I remembered her saying something to Jeff, like, if you come inside me, I'll be pissed or right. I'll cut you. No, she says, if you come inside me, I will raise the baby out of spite and train it to become a killing machine that eventually hunts you down.
Yeah.
That is very long and very specific.
Yes.
And I guess I must have noticed it the first time, but the second I was like, she's so mad at him. That she's pregnant right now. And I mean, terrified and all the other emotions.
And also, is Jesus. She going to raise that baby? Does that baby get out?
Does that baby get out?
Maybe part of the cult now? Jumping back just a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Jackie goes and finds Lottie in the water.
Yeah, yeah, right? Yes. I have stuff on that. Yeah.
So she's like, Lottie, aren't you cold? And Lottie's like, oh, yeah, maybe. And then Jackie just like rolls her eyes and gets water. Like no curiosity, no concern for the fact that her friend supposedly is just standing in the middle of the lake. No questions. Just... let me get the water now. Crazy
Jackie's
Lottie.
Jackie's a bitch.
She's the worst.
Yeah. She's so horrible.
When you actually think about what she's doing in scenes, it's like really mind-boggling.
Yeah.
So.
Especially because the contrast between her and everybody else. It's interesting. It's a team. So they're not all best friends. Like a lot of them actually don't get along. And we knew that from previously. But most of them are like, okay, but we have to just exist here together. So. Gotta look out for each other to some degree.
Yeah.
That is not her mindset.
No, she doesn't give a fuck about anybody else.
She doesn't care about anybody else.
It's weird. It's just weird how not curious she is to me.
Yeah.
And then we cut to Shauna texting with Adam.
I didn't even remember she was texting with him. I just remember Jeff's funny joke.
So I remembered it because she's texting with Adam and Adam is saying like, it's just like really intense. Like, okay. Sexy stuff. Her being like, you would like that, wouldn't you? Like, I think he just really wants her to dominate him.
Maybe
that's my new theory.
Okay, you might be right because I can't figure it out. And every time they interact, I'm like, I don't understand.
I think he's just like really turned on by having her like run his life. Yeah. Like at one point later on, maybe another episode, she texts him and says, just lie on the floor until I come there. And he's like, when will you be here? And she's like, I don't know. Lie face down on the floor.
Some people want that.
Yeah.
So whatever.
I mean.
If you found it, great for you.
Yeah.
I liked Jeff's joke.
The clam bake?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wrote it down too.
I thought it was funny, but I mostly thought it was funny that he like there's a moment of him being like, what's the opposite? Like he's trying to think of it and he's like, clam bake.
Yeah.
And they look so married because she's like, you don't have to.
No. But she's like trying not to laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I loved it. That was another moment where the first time I watched it, I was like, ooh, they're not good for each other. And watching it again, I was like, oh, they're like very happy together.
I know.
It's weird how also, that's happening.
Yes. And also watching it, knowing that he's not cheating, which he said a few times, does change the rewatch. Her comments seem so obvious, like hinting like, I can't even remember a thing she says, but she's like definitely hinting and not that subtly about like, being late or going somewhere else or being with other people or him being with other people. And he's just like, totally over his head because he's not cheating
at all.
So it's not like occurring to him that she could think that.
Yeah. Like not even close.
Yeah.
And she's always been weird and shady with him. So he probably can't see that anything's different.
Yeah. She's so withholding.
Yeah. So now we're with Nat.
Love her fishnets.
Okay. Why is she wearing fishnets? You like them? Because I don't dislike them, but I'm like trying to imagine Nat, the character, putting on fishnets. Like, why?
I feel like she just hasn't changed and she's been wearing those for a couple days.
Oh, gotcha.
I read it. Because she had underwear on top of them.
Yeah, okay. Like she wore them
out.
She's
just sort of a mess.
She is a mess.
I read them more because they're also ripped. And then later there's a scene of her just in a bra and the fishnets pulled like up. Uh-huh. All the way to her waist. Like, she's just a mess.
She is.
Yeah, I loved them more and just like, oh, Nat. Not like power to you, putting on fishnets.
Gotcha. Yeah.
But it felt like a very Nat thing.
Yeah. I like that she put in Missy's Don't Pick Up.
Me too. I wrote that down too.
That was so funny.
I love that. And that she's calling Don't Pick Up, which feels like a very Nat. Don't do this. Okay, I'm going to reach out.
Yeah. Oh, that's a really good point. That's really funny.
This is bad for me. Let's go. I also, Kevin is just so in love with her. And then my next thought was the dudes are obsessed with
these
women.
They are obsessed.
But so is Thaisa's wife. They're all obsessed. It's like weird that they would attract positive love Just after being, you don't think so? After being through so much trauma?
Oh, I think that happens.
Well, I'm glad that's happening, that you're attracting
But those people
safe.
Can't accept that love. I think that's part of why.
The like, people who've been through the trauma.
Yeah. I think really intense, hurt people often attract like this, oh, I want to take care of you. Like, I really care for you vibe. But like,
that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's a good point. That's a really good point. But it's interesting.
Yeah.
Because it's across the board. Well,
it is.
The three of them. Missy's not attracting anyone.
No. She's actively repelling people.
She's also, I don't know how, I mean, I don't want to say she's not traumatized, but I mean, she liked it. So I don't feel like she's going through the same thing.
No, she has the opposite energy. Yeah. She's like, I'll suck all the life out of you if you get close to me.
Yeah. She's like a little snake.
She really is.
Why are children trick-or-treating, I think this is before the boobs, but why are they trick-or-treating like alone in this nursing home? Like there's no parent with them. There's no one with them. Like I can see that you might trick-or-cheat in a nursing home in theory, like bring candy to the kids and joy to the older people. But like they were just these two random children.
Yeah.
That was one of the only scenes in the show where like, what was the point of this? We already knew Misty was like cuckoo because she like turns them. I don't know. And then I think Shauna's making her fake
her fake period pad. So this is when Thaisa realizes what's going on
instantly.
Yeah, I mean, she's not dumb.
No.
So then Thaisa like hallucinates the wolf outside.
Yep.
Thaisa is the wolf, right? Like that's supposed to be her like other self being like, come here, right?
Oh, that makes sense.
Just she definitely wild keeps conjectures.
I mean, what I couldn't figure out is why the wolf this time scared her so much when it didn't when she saw the wolf during that party.
All I can think is maybe she was drunk.
Oh, yeah. So party. It was like a delayed.
Yeah.
Altered and state. This was like, oh, shit.
She also always follows it. So I don't her responses are, her bodily responses are messed up. Like, I think her fear responses are actually stimulate her to do things versus to go run away from stuff.
Yeah.
And when she actually wants something, she like won't
go for it.
Go, I don't know. I mean, she goes for it, but I mean, when she wants like pleasure or when she wants like comfort, she seems to have a really hard time with that.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Her responses to things are completely bizarre.
It's weird.
Because she runs out after the wolf vision and then she turns around and she sees Spill in the red paint.
It's so interesting that it's under her son's bed. Like, leave your fucking son alone. What are you doing? Why did you go in there and put it under his bed? And then why did you take his doll? And why did you kill his dog? She definitely has split personality and she's doing something with her kid.
But why?
I don't know.
I feel so bad for this child.
Something's going on with babies in general because they also have the baby thing going on with Shauna.
Yeah.
So, like, something's going on with children.
I don't like it.
And her relationship with her daughter is really weird, too. I feel like that all has to come back.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it does. Yeah. In this episode, the stuff with her daughter, Shauna.
Oh, God. She's such a bitch.
Yeah.
But also, I was thinking about that. And, like, Shauna has definitely created... Because I think parents create in their kids the bonds that they are dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Like, a little. You've said before you think that she's, like, Jackie, basically.
Yeah,
the daughter's Jackie.
But I don't think the daughter was necessarily born that way. I think Shauna, the way she treats her daughter, has like cultivating a bonsai, like created another Jackie.
I can see that. I feel like that's probably true for some parents, and definitely ones who've been through extreme trauma, like she has. Mm-hmm. It makes total sense to me that she's doing that. Okay, then we're back in 1996. I felt like Jackie's getting all upset with the batteries, and this is when like Shauna's intervention happens.
Mm-hmm.
To say fucking cocksucker about the batteries felt like a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We get it. You're angry.
Yeah.
You're useless as well.
Just everything about her is gross.
Well, because you and I have gone back or not aligned on the love between or the relationship between them and whatever. How did you read that whole thing? Like Shauna?
So I think I totally buy, because you've been saying that you think Shauna knows exactly what's going on and is like manipulating Jackie. And I totally buy it in this situation because Shauna like basically sets Jackie up to be able to shit on Shauna and that make her feel better.
Yeah.
Her be like, wow, is there look at you doing this thing I never thought you would be able to do before. And Shauna's just like, there you go.
Yeah. It was crazy.
She literally says, you taught me how to be like this, saying like, you know, to make you feel better. But I think what she was saying is you've taught me how to like do this dynamic.
Yeah.
And I'm doing it for you.
That's really interesting because I wrote it and I was like, this was one of the first times I saw love, not like in love, but sort of for a similar reason. I felt like Jackie is still like, all right, or sorry, Shauna is still like, okay, the way to get Jackie where she needs to be is to play it like this.
Yeah.
Like she's doing something really intentional.
Yeah. And Jackie is just not as smart as her. Like she doesn't get what she's doing. And I just think it's so sad that the time when she felt normal is when she starts shitting on Shauna. I wrote, how can Jackie help? Be the first person they eat. She can be a good meal.
Perfect.
She's looking like a snack. I still don't really get the symbol thing.
I can't figure out the symbol.
When they're drawing the symbol.
No, it makes literally no sense.
Well, the actual symbol, but also they find it on Travis's pictures. Yeah, that's what you're talking about.
That's what I'm talking about, on the pictures.
I don't get it. It makes no sense. That's maybe the one egregious thing in this whole season.
Even I paused it and was like, these are just random pictures of street.
Yeah.
You don't know that they go together like that.
Right. And they're all from a different angle.
Also, how did she know it was wax?
Yeah.
It's like a gray smudge.
I don't know. That's didn't hit for me. Yeah. That is my number one reason why I think Mitzi was involved.
Because
it's
that.
So random.
Agreed. Makes the least amount of sense.
Yeah.
Did you guess that the gift from Misty was a camera? When Misty gives Nat the...
Oh, no.
Yeah,
I didn't really think about it. I was like, oh.
The first time I didn't. This time I was like... Why the hell are you getting her a present?
But that's another thing. Like, they put so many random, weird, specific shit in this series that, like, they could have gotten away with being like, here's a diffuser.
And
like,
never coming back to it would have done. Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, it would have been weird, but I wouldn't have been like, what's that diffuser?
No.
Because there's so much random shit happening.
They're just throwing, like, red herrings all the time.
All the time. I love
it's
it.
It's so hard to pay attention.
Yeah.
I also think Nat is a badass when she like threatens to light the guy's crotch on fire.
Yes. Because she totally just would. She's at a point where she doesn't care about anything. Like she really would just do that.
I mean, she literally is like, I will go to jail over this.
Yeah.
Give me the file.
Yeah. It's crazy.
What's
she really has nothing else to live for.
Nothing. Nope. She doesn't.
Really sad.
Which is very sad. What do you think fell on Mari? Do you think it really was like she comes running out of the cabin and she's like, get it off me, get it off me. Do you think it was just to start the seance conversation?
Yeah, I think so. I don't really think it
was anything super specific.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is when they go to the Halloween thing, Adam and Shauna.
Correct.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
And they see Shauna's daughter.
Callie.
Yeah.
They say her name like 7 times because I was like, what is this woman's name or girl's name? And then they kept saying it. And I was like, okay, I get it.
Okay, we get it.
Callie.
Thank you. You answered my question. I thought it was so sad when the daughter is like, does he have the internet? Like, of course he knows who you are. And you see that little moment on Shauna's face where it's like, wow, she really just can never escape this. Like,
no.
this is with her for the rest of her life.
Yeah.
She defines her.
And then, I mean, she Googles it later. And I also was like, have you never Googled this before?
Mm.
Which maybe she hasn't because what is the point?
Stuck in 1996. She doesn't even know what the internet is.
Callie and Adam looking at each other. They like look at each other for a long time.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, it's weird. Well, I noted it as a long time. Who knows how many seconds it actually is? And I couldn't figure out, like, why. I had a half second of, like, do you know each other? But that doesn't really make any sense.
Huh. Maybe Callie is fucking with her mom the way that Jeff is blackmailing her.
Or she just was like, fuck you, I hate you.
Yeah. She was also high.
Or you're hot. Yeah, she's also high. So it might have meant nothing, but I, like, felt notably long. Yeah.
Yeah.
And no, I don't have anything else about the party.
Okay, so back to the seance-y thing. Yeah.
There are wax marks there already around the symbols when they put those candles
down.
I also was like, I think I would have been Shauna being like, this is a waste of candles. That totally would have been me.
Yeah.
She would be like, fuck you, we're doing it anyway. They're going to learn how to make candles.
I thought it was so funny how they're like going around saying their silly things, again, trying to be like normal, and then Javi really harshes the mellow.
Javi's got no chill.
Zero chill.
Yeah. I think before that is their kiss, right? Travis and Nat.
Yeah.
There's not a ton to say about that, although I thought it was cute.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see adult Travis and like, he's hot. And I'm sad again that he's dead. Whereas like we've said a few times, I was not the first time I watched it. I was like, oh, bummer.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I'm like, very sad about
it. I hope we have 7 fucking seasons of this show, like, so in 1996, so we can still just have time with.
And they clearly were together, and he's looking up at her in bed. So, like, they're in bed as adults.
Yeah.
So they keep their drama going for a while.
Their drama. Yeah, for sure. And then when she says, are we going to die out here? Right. That's when it gets stuck in an infinity sign.
Yes.
So again, it's that idea, I think, of just being like stuck here forever.
Yeah, you're trapped.
You're never moving on.
Before the infinity sign, when they're asking their jokey questions, do you think she's moving the thing?
I thought so.
Like
but
the,
I don't
in
know.
The first couple?
I don't know.
I mean, she definitely didn't choose to make an infinity sign.
Yeah, no.
So you've looked on Reddit.
Yeah.
Are there both people who don't want it to be and people who don't think it is supernatural out there?
Mm-hmm.
I don't get that.
I don't get it either. It makes no fucking sense.
It clearly. I mean, I guess it's also like, where do you draw the line of supernatural? But I'm like, ghosts are real.
I don't know what to tell you, buddy. Ghosts are real.
It seems crazy to think that they aren't.
But when the camera literally embodies a ghost and pops through the fucking window and hits Lottie in the head, like, it's a ghost.
Yeah. What do they think they're watching? Just wind?
She's speaking in a language she doesn't speak. It's a fucking ghost.
Yeah. Like, I completely agree with you.
So then she grabs Shauna and she says, it's already in you.
Yeah.
Is that the baby or is that something else?
I read it as the baby, but... in her soul, maybe? She's got a darkness.
Yeah. What I hope is not part of the supernatural thing is the baby. I don't want the baby to be like the Antichrist.
No, I don't either. I don't either. And then it wants hungry. It's already in you, or it's in you already. Blood. You must spill blood or else. Those are like all the things she says.
Hearing it that way, I'm wondering if it's that it's in you already is like the hunger for blood.
Oh,
like
maybe.
The cannibalism is already in you.
Maybe. Maybe. It could be so many things.
So many things.
It's good, though. And then what did Misty give Coach? Just poison? Drugs?
Yeah, some sort of poison. That projectile vomit was, like, good.
So well done.
So well done. I mean, it was disgusting, but when it happened, I was like, oh, shit.
I was like, what did you throw up on? Their beds?
Right, and then you just never address it again. Their beds. Sorry, girls.
Their blanket on the ground? Like,
yeah, and then they just go downstairs and try to go to sleep again. They definitely smell like vomit, the whole
100%.
Thing.
I really like that Laura Lee's not getting involved in reading her thing about how to fly a plane. And Tace is like, you aren't going to be able to do that. And she's like, whatever. I love Laura Lee.
Yeah, she's cool.
And I like that then she just goes up and throws the Bible at her face. That is amazing.
What the hell, Laura Lee?
Yeah. So good.
It was good. Yeah. Oh my God. When Val, when they're like, didn't you take French class with her? And she's like, yeah, she sucks at French. Well, what's she saying? I don't know. I suck at French. And then Val says, well, damn it, Jackie, try not to. Yeah.
Van is amazing.
She's so funny. Damn, Jackie, try not to. Made me think of that 70s show for a minute.
Yeah. Then we're back in 2021.
Yeah.
And Taisa just like has a panic attack and can't quit the campaign.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell?
I don't know. She just like decides that she...
I think I'd leave her if I was her wife.
Oh, 100%. And then she has the vision of the eyeless man. She says, together we can... If there's anything I know for sure, it's that together we can do anything. And then she has a vision of the eyeless man.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah, he's like standing in the crowd behind the reporters.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That seems important.
Yeah. Together we can do anything, including cannibalism.
As a group.
Yeah.
Oh, my
okay,
God.
Okay, so Misty definitely has Munchausen's.
Wait, what's
or Munchausen's by proxy. It's when you poison people around you to like.
Oh.
Because he says, why did you poison me? And she says, I just have these feelings for you. I don't know what to do with them.
And so I poisoned you.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's
weird.
I thought he played that well.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was very clever. Than him trying to be like, get over it because I'm not into you. He like knows she's a psycho and was like, all right. This is how I'm gonna, because otherwise she like might kill you.
Yeah. And he also like planned, you could tell he planned it. Like he was like, okay, she's in love with me. What can I do to like make this?
And all alone, because he had no one to like run that by.
But also he's been in the closet for so long. I'm sure he's really used to spending time in his own head.
That's true.
Yeah.
Poor thing.
And then I just have, why does her daughter suck so bad?
Yeah. completely insane. And then Shauna's response to Callie. I wrote, what a cunning motherfucker.
Yeah.
She's
so great.
Just like, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Let's talk.
Yeah. Well, similarly to Nat, she doesn't really give any fucks.
No,
she's like, sure, blow up my marriage. I don't care.
I'm doing it myself, basically.
Yeah.
Also,
exactly.
She thinks it's over already.
Yeah.
For the
she
most
does.
Part.
She does.
The only other thing was Thaisa going upstairs to like make a point. And I think I would have gone up there.
I would have
been so mad at her that I was up there. That's the difference. I'd be up there being like, you fucking asshole, but I couldn't let you do it alone, so here I am.
Yeah.
Which would have been like, then I might as well have not.
The funny thing is, I actually find upstairs less creepy than downstairs.
Oh, that's interesting.
Like the trappings of upstairs is like very clean. And
it is clean. It's like empty.
Yeah. I would rather be up there. And then, yeah, it's important that Shawnee goes and chooses Taiso over Jackie specifically.
Again.
Sweet moments. Okay. I thought the sweetest thing was actually Adam. When they're at the party and Adam, they try to put the masks on and then Adam says, we don't have to if you don't want to. I thought that was like a really genuinely sweet moment.
I agree. I did not write that down. But and then she goes, I think I don't want. And he goes, okay.
Yeah.
Like it's so, yeah, that's a good one.
That's really nice.
That's really good. I wrote Jeff offering to go to book club.
That is nice. Jeff just loves her so much. And then he also just wants to like sit on the porch with her and give out candy. Like he really just wants to be like a beautiful old couple.
He really does so bad.
Jeff is like what we all want.
Yeah. The only other thing I wrote down was a team dancing together. I thought was sweet.
That is sweet. Yeah.
Okay. Bitchy moments.
Callie's deal. And Shauna's counter.
I wrote basically everything Callie has done.
What a bitch. I mean, taking your mom's Yellow Jackets uniform, like, that's fucked up.
It's really fucked up. She does seem to, like, feel bad when she realizes it was Jackie's, but...
Even if it wasn't Jackie's, that's still fucked up.
Yeah, I said everything the daughter does. Jackie saying to Shauna, well, at least you're good at making people feel judged and cutting up dead things. I was like, okay.
I don't even know Jackie anymore for bitchy because just every single thing she does is terrible.
And then Shauna threatening to use college tuition for divorce lawyers.
Yeah.
So like really specifically good. Bitchy.
And the fact she's like, we don't have that much. It's sad, but I would still use it.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. And I liked when Nat called Misty a poodle haired crazy person.
I like that too. Something about this isn't necessarily bitchy, but something about Nat walking right up to Thaisa when Thaisa's on the phone to like yell at Shauna into the phone, I liked. I was like, you're so close.
Yeah.
Even though you haven't talked about it.
Yeah, they do. They seem like they know each other really well.
And then gasp moments. I only have two, but Shauna being pregnant.
Okay.
And Shauna calling Callie's bluff. I didn't see that coming.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I had Lottie at the seance when she started speaking in French.
Good call.
And then finding out it was a nanny cam was pretty gaspy. Yeah.
No, that's a good point. Yeah. I definitely didn't guess that either.
And then music cue.
I never have a music cue.
Mine was called Night Lapse Freak Out featuring Liska. And it's what's playing when Shauna sees Callie walking through the club.
Oh.
And it's just Call My Psychotherapist over and over and over.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's really good.
It's a good song, too.
Yeah. So that was episode 5, and next week, episode 6, Saints, the Yellow Jackets tangle with the birds and the bees, navigating love, lust, and DIY surgery. In the present, blackmail bunnies and an icy reunion, Misty prepares for a surprise house guest.
All right, that's next week.
See you next week.
Bye.